You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work.
You have 30 minutes to do the tasks. You will hear each part twice. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Part 1.
You will hear part of a radio interview with a film critic. You'll need to write a word or short phrase in each box.
Barry Manilow there with Copacabana. And now we're very pleased to welcome back to the studio Angela Carlton, who, as always, is going to be giving us her take on must-see movies and total bombs. Now, Angela, you've just come back from the Paris Film Festival. Anything interesting to report?
Hi, Tony. Well, Paris was fantastic as always, and more awards were handed out than ever before. But I have to say that, to my mind, there maybe weren't quite so many must-see films as there were last year. I was just a little disappointed in general with what was on offer.
Was there anything you saw that you'd recommend?
Well, one film that really caught my attention, and that'll be out in cinemas here at the beginning of February, is Young at Heart.
Never heard of it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's set in Canada in the present day, and it's about a middle-aged man called Terry, played brilliantly by Dalton Thompson. Terry's an ordinary kind of guy. He's married with two kids and he works as an accountant for a large multinational corporation.
OK.
Anyway, one day he's parking his car in the car park where he works when he's kidnapped, we don't know why at the beginning, by a gang of criminals.
So it's a thriller then?
Well, not really, to be honest. There are some action scenes and there is a bit of suspense at times, but essentially it's a comedy. It's about the relationship that Terry forms with the criminals and how he begins to understand that he actually hates his job and wants to do something different with his life.
So the criminals don't hurt him then?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but actually I think you can still really enjoy the film if you know this from the start. They've actually been hired by Terry's wife to bring some excitement into Terry's life. She could see that he was bored and unfulfilled, so she thought this would spice things up a bit, and it does.
Sounds interesting.
The script is extremely good. Written, in fact, by Carrie Barker, who's well known for starring in the American sitcom Let It Be. Remember her?
She played the nurse who was a huge fan of the Beatles.
That's right. Well, she decided quite recently to move into writing, and this is her first screenplay. It looks like she's got a big career in front of her.
OK, Young at Heart, one to watch out for. Well, what else did you see while you were in Paris?
This next film is really kind of...
Barry Manilow there with Copacabana. And now we're very pleased to welcome back to the studio Angela Carlton, who, as always, is going to be giving us her take on must-see movies and total bombs. Now, Angela, you've just come back from the Paris Film Festival. Anything interesting to report?
Hi, Tony. Well, Paris was fantastic as always, and more awards were handed out than ever before. But I have to say that, to my mind, there maybe weren't quite so many must-see films as there were last year. I was just a little disappointed in general with what was on offer.
Was there anything you saw that you'd recommend?
Well, one film that really caught my attention, and that'll be out in cinemas here at the beginning of February, is Young at Heart.
Never heard of it. Tell us about it.
Well, it's set in Canada in the present day, and it's about a middle-aged man called Terry, played brilliantly by Dalton Thompson. Terry's an ordinary kind of guy. He's married with two kids and he works as an accountant for a large multinational corporation.
OK.
Anyway, one day he's parking his car in the car park where he works when he's kidnapped. We don't know why at the beginning, by a gang of criminals.
So it's a thriller then?
Well, not really, to be honest. There are some action scenes and there is a bit of suspense at times. But essentially it's a comedy. It's about the relationship that Terry forms with the criminals and how he begins to understand that he actually hates his job and wants to do something different with his life.
So the criminals don't hurt him then?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you, but actually I think you can still really enjoy the film if you know this from the start. They've actually been hired by Terry's wife to bring some excitement into Terry's life. She could see that he was bored and unfulfilled, so she thought this would spice things up a bit, and it does.
Sounds interesting.
The script is extremely good. Written, in fact, by Carrie Barker, who's well known for starring in the American sitcom Let It Be. Remember her?
She played the nurse who was a huge fan of the Beatles.
That's right. Well, she decided quite recently to move into writing, and this is her first screenplay. It looks like she's got a big career in front of her.
OK, young at heart, one to watch out for. Well, what else did you see while you were in Paris?
This next film is really kind of...
That's the end of part one. Part two. You will hear five people talking about different books. Choose from the list of books A to F, what each speaker is describing. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use.
It was recommended to me by a friend because he knew that I was planning to go there on holiday. He thought it might give me some idea of what to expect. Well, the descriptions of the country were very interesting, and I suppose I did learn a few useful things from it. But all that holding hands and looking into each other's eyes in a meaningful way isn't really my kind of thing. I didn't think there was anything that I couldn't already get from a good guide to the area.
I managed to finish it, but I found it all a bit predictable. The whole thing takes place at a country house, and, of course, the usual cast of characters is there. The mysterious butler, the poor cousin who will do anything for money, etc. When it was finally revealed who had done it, I didn't really care. I quite like this kind of book, but this isn't one of the better examples.
I'd always wanted to know about her love for Tom Bentley, the writer, and it's all there. Her descriptions really jump at you off the page, and there's a real sense of her warm personality. She travelled quite a lot, and sometimes it feels like you're there with her. It was a real shame when I got to the last page, actually.
The plot is a little complicated, so I won't bother trying to explain it, but it's set on board the Voyager, which is the ship travelling between Earth and Mars. Anyway, the crew all get ill, one by one, and they have to figure out what the problem is before it's too late. I don't really know why I like this kind of book. I suppose it's because I've always wanted to know what the future will be like.
It's got everything you need, and it's really interesting. I was looking something up the other day, and once I'd found that, I spotted another entry that looked interesting, and then another, and before I knew it, I'd wasted half an hour. Still, I learned some really useful facts about all kinds of things. Can't really remember them now, though. We use it in our house for settling arguments. Who was in that film? What's the capital of Vietnam? It's all in there.
Now you'll hear part two again.
It was recommended to me by a friend because he knew that I was planning to go there on holiday. He thought it might give me some idea of what to expect. Well, the descriptions of the country were very interesting, and I suppose I did learn a few useful things from it. But all that holding hands and looking into each other's eyes in a meaningful way isn't really my kind of thing. I didn't think there was anything that I couldn't already get from a good guide to the area.
I managed to finish it, but I found it all a bit predictable. The whole thing takes place at a country house, and, of course, the usual cast of characters is there. The mysterious butler, the poor cousin who will do anything for money, etc. When it was finally revealed who had done it, I didn't really care. I quite like this kind of book, but this isn't one of the better examples.
I'd always wanted to know about her love for Tom Bentley, the writer, and it's all there. Her descriptions really jump at you off the page, and there's a real sense of her warm personality. She travelled quite a lot, and sometimes it feels like you're there with her. It was a real shame when I got to the last page, actually.
The plot is a little complicated, so I won't bother trying to explain it, but it's set on board the Voyager, which is the ship travelling between Earth and Mars. Anyway, the crew all get ill, one by one, and they have to figure out what the problem is before it's too late. I don't really know why I like this kind of book. I suppose it's because I've always wanted to know what the future will be like.
It's got everything you need, and it's really interesting. I was looking something up the other day, and once I'd found that, I spotted another entry that looked interesting, and then another, and before I knew it, I'd wasted half an hour. Still, I learned some really useful facts about all kinds of things. Can't really remember them now, though. We use it in our house for settling arguments. Who was in that film? What's the capital of Vietnam? It's all in there.
That's the end of part two. Part three. You will hear a conversation between a teacher, a pupil called Karen, and Karen's mother. Choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Come in. Oh, hello, Karen. Come in. Ah, this must be your mother. How do you do? I'm Mr. Spalding, Karen's English teacher.
Well, I hope you've got a good reason why you only gave Karen a C in her last essay, A's all year, and then suddenly a C. What's going on? Karen was devastated, weren't you, love?
Well, let's ask Karen. Karen, do you think you deserved more than a C?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, Mum. It's not important. Leave it.
All right, if that's what you want.
Look, Karen's a very good student, Mrs. Carter. One of the best in the class, if not the best. She's proved that she can do very good work. Very good work indeed. But her last essay really wasn't up to her usual standard. Maybe she wrote it in a hurry. I don't know. But I'm not going to give her an A just because it's her. She has to earn it, don't you agree?
Well, I'm not asking for special treatment, of course. Did you write it in a hurry, Karen? You told me you spent a lot of time on it.
I spent several hours on it, but maybe I should have spent more. I did have a lot of homework for other subjects last week as well. So
I really don't think that's any excuse. You have to do all your homework properly. I'm sorry, Mr. Spalding. Maybe it was Karen's fault after all.
I really don't think it's useful blaming anyone, to be honest. As I say, Karen's a very good student, and I've got no doubt at all that she'll do extremely well in her exams at the end of the year. It was just one essay. let's not get it out of proportion. What's far more important is that Karen enjoys her English classes. You do, don't you, Karen?
Oh, yes. I love them. English is my favourite subject by far.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Maybe you should think about doing English at university. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Oh, no, Karen's going to be a doctor, aren't you, darling? Her father and I have had our hearts set on that for years.
Well, I really think it's up to Karen.
Now, you'll hear part three again.
Come in. Oh, hello, Karen. Come in. Ah, this must be your mother. How do you do? I'm Mr. Spalding, Karen's English teacher.
Well, I hope you've got a good reason why you only gave Karen a C in her last essay, A's all year, and then suddenly a C. What's going on? Karen was devastated, weren't you, love?
Well, let's ask Karen. Karen, do you think you deserved more than a C?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, Mum. It's not important. Leave it.
All right, if that's what you want.
Look, Karen's a very good student, Mrs. Carter. One of the best in the class, if not the best. She's proved that she can do very good work. Very good work indeed. But her last essay really wasn't up to her usual standard. Maybe she wrote it in a hurry. I don't know. But I'm not going to give her an A just because it's her. She has to earn it, don't you agree?
Well, I'm not asking for special treatment, of course. Did you write it in a hurry, Karen? You told me you spent a lot of time on it.
I spent several hours on it, but maybe I should have spent more. I did have a lot of homework for other subjects last week as well, so...
I really don't think that's any excuse. You have to do all your homework properly. I'm sorry, Mr. Spalding. Maybe it was Karen's fault after all.
I really don't think it's useful blaming anyone, to be honest. As I say, Karen's a very good student, and I've got no doubt at all that she'll do extremely well in her exams at the end of the year. It was just one essay. Let's not get it out of proportion. What's far more important is that Karen enjoys her English classes. You do, don't you, Karen?
Oh, yes. I love them. English is my favourite subject by far.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Maybe you should think about doing English at university. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Oh, no, Karen's going to be a doctor, aren't you, darling? Her father and I have had our hearts set on that for years.
Well, I really think it's up to Karen.
That's the end of part three. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now.